Hello!
Oh.
It's time to get freaky! I'm Leah.
I'm Leora, and welcome to
The Frequency! Yay!
Yippee!
It's our third episode. I can't believe it's already been, three episodes? Six weeks? Yeah.
Three is the magic number.
It's always the rule of threes, right?
Well, I don't know shit about math, so that's probably...
I'll do the math for us.
Yeah.
I only failed calculus 2 twice, so I think that we should be good, right?
You failed it twice because it was calculus 2. You were being really mathematical about it. I feel like that deserves something, right?
Well, yeah. I would pass it on the third time, right? That's why it's the rule of threes, which means
magic
today
number.
Will be our best episode, right?
So true. Only good things can happen on the third
episode of the frequency. Yeah. They always say, like, take 3 episodes to figure out if you like an anime, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So
would you say you stick to that rule?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say by the third episode, I know. Well, there was one show last season that I was like so not into. I watched the first episode and I was like, this shit is ass.
Mm-hmm.
It was the like one about the like guild secretary. Have you seen that?
Oh, I haven't seen it, but I saw the the poster of it.
Yeah, she was like, I don't want to work overtime, so I'll solo the boss or whatever the fuck.
They all say that, but yeah.
It was awful. I watched the first episode and I was like, I saw a cute girl and I was like, this will make for some entertaining content. I love cute women, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, that shit was ass. That shit sucked doo-doo water.
That reminds me of that one pig anime that I watched. I don't know if you've seen that one. It's like the time I got reincarnated as a pig.
As a pig? Are you sure you're not talking about hentai again, Leora?
You know what? It basically is, which I didn't know going into it, and I wish someone had fucking told me, because I was not expecting... It's this weird... So the guy gets reincarnated as a pig... Yeah. And it's this weird, it's like that fantasy of like becoming like a girl's pet, essentially. But like being doted on. Being doted on. So like this girl's like, oh my God, pigs, it's time to like go do your daily thing. And then like she will pet him and stuff. And it's all in like his POV. So like
Wait,
the camera angle and
Hold
stuff
on,
is like.
Rocks. Oh my God.
You're just staring at her boobs. And then like
Holy
she's
shit.
Petting you on the head. And I was like, okay, I am the target audience for this.
I feel like I might be the target audience for that
you
one.
You may be the target audience. I was like, I like hentai, but this is weird. I don't think I'm the target audience for this show.
I want to be doted on by a nice woman.
It was literally like, I don't remember what happened. I think at some point he tells her somehow. I don't remember if he can talk or something, but he tells her, like, I have to go on an adventure to get myself turned into a human again. And so they set off on this adventure. But it's, like, not really an adventure. It's just, like, them walking around and he's a pig and she's a hot girl. that's like, it.
My dream. That's my dream.
It was really poorly disguised. Like,
fetish.
It was just like, yeah, incredibly. Just the entire thing from start to, I was like, wow, okay, that surely was something that I watched that I just spent 20 minutes of my life watching.
Okay, but like, we did both want to be the dog, right?
Yes.
So like, well, I mean, I guess playing the dog in house as a child is different from wanting
it's
to be a dog
a little
actively.
Different. Because, okay, like, I think one of the weird few turnoffs for me in anime or in hentai, I guess, not in anime, in hentai specifically, that really will take me out of it instantly is, like, I don't mind a certain level of degradation, but when they're made to do the dog stuff, like, actually
like
go
bark.
On all fours, and
like,
then they
take a walk,
they have
and, like,
a collar,
on like a fire
maybe
hydrant.
Butt naked, you have to take a walk outside.
As soon as you're outside, I'm not having it.
And I think just like even the whole like barking, like when they get like, oh, you're a dog, you're not supposed to say anything, like,
true.
Yeah, like if they like,
no,
you know, have, they're doing like sexy stuff and then the person who's the dog, because sometimes it's a girl and sometimes it's a guy,
yeah,
will like say something like, ah, Kimochi, and then the other person will be like, ah, 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 you're a dog.
Dogs don't do that. They don't feel say Kimochi
like you. Do that again. And then they're like, oh, woof. And then and I think at that point, I'm just like, it's like cringy.
Wait, you know what I mean? You've definitely heard the thing that was like, now cluck like a chicken, right?
No, I haven't. What is that?
You've never heard now cluck like a chicken?
No.
Oh, Leora, now you have homework. I had homework last week, and now you have homework. Yes. No, it was this like classic English dubbed hentai thing from like a bajillion years ago. This is showing how old I am. And the guy was like, now cluck like a chicken. And she goes,
Bawk! No, my boner would die so fast. Instantly flaccid. There's no way.
I can't believe never heard of this. I'm outgooning you right now.
You are outgooning me, but to be fair, I am outweebing you because I've never seen hentai in English. I've only seen it in Japanese with subs.
Okay. But in my defense, sometimes you will go to like an anime convention, right? Mm-hmm. And they'll have like, you know, after hours, they have like the hentai showings, right?
Yeah, they sure do.
And the entire idea with the hentai showings. Yes.
Because I have also been, and I like to make the joke of anytime I play a hentai game now, I will actually do the thing that they do at hentai showings at conventions where they turn on all the lights and then they have a hand check moment.
Hand check. No, because back in the day, it wasn't about hand checks. It was about like you would laugh actively at the stuff. Like it was like a watching
like a comedy show.
Yeah, like the Minecraft movie nowadays is what kids would do, right? It was like watching the Minecraft movie or like watching Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Chicken Shocky has a whole new meaning with that
chicken
fucking
Chicken Shocky. Now cluck like a chicken. Holy shit.
No.
You're so real for that one, Leora.
That's crazy. That's actually insane.
Oh my god.
Okay, I am very excited to see this fucking clip though.
Yeah, I'll show it to you.
The thing is about hentai, so I like to read hentai, but I really dislike watching it. And I think part of it is that I just don't like when they do the super exaggerated fake anime voices, but like also are having sexy time, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
I think it just takes me out. The auditory stuff takes me out, and it's just a lot of like,
can you watch GIFs of it? Maybe
I could probably watch GIFs, and I mean there are times where I've watched it and I've like been like, oh, this is good, but a lot of times it's a little too intense, like the anime voice doing the like it's just like a little too much.
Yeah.
And it feels a little too fake.
I feel like it's the animation quality for me, you know?
Oh, they're always so bad.
Yeah, it's always really bad. Like, doujinshi, I feel like, is better in that, like, you're not distracted by how weird the boobs are, like, moving, right? Because you can fill in the blanks yourself, right? It's about that, like, gap that your mind fills in. It's the imagination, right?
Well, I don't fill anything in because I don't have the ability to fill any of that in my head.
Wait, can you not see an apple in your head?
Oh, yeah. I guess I haven't told you. I thought I had. I have aphantasia, but I also do not have a narrator. What do you call it?
Like an internal dialogue?
Internal monologue. Yeah, I don't have an internal monologue. And I have aphantasia. So if I close my eyes and it is silent, I hear and see absolutely nothing.
Really?
I can think things, obviously, and I'll spiral into my thoughts, but like I won't hear anything. So when I read doujin, I don't hear any voices. I don't hear sound effects. It's just completely silent. And that's kind of how I like my sex. Just complete silence. Nothing left to my imagination. I see what it is. It's a flat piece of paper. No sound. Nothing. It's great.
She likes it quiet.
Goon in peace.
She's just laying there.
Yeah. like a dead fish. That's the way I look, okay?
My Oshi is a dead fish.
That's what it is.
That's so interesting. Because yeah. I feel like that's the main appeal. Wait, so do you read normal smut ever? Like literary?
Oh God, here we go.
How is reading books for you? Do you have fun reading books?
So I definitely do not enjoy books the way that normal people enjoy books. I enjoy reading books. However, I prefer to read nonfiction, which makes sense. I like to read a lot of like self-help or autobiography type books. But I also do read fiction on occasion. And a lot of times when I read fiction, I'm not imagining it so much that I am enjoying the words and story, if that makes
sense.
Okay. It's like if you told me a really good, like if someone's like a really good storyteller and they tell you a really cool story, I guess this doesn't work because then you'd be imagining it.
But like, I'm imagining it.
but for me, part of the experience is like the way that the story is being told as opposed to the actual, like, so if you said like, oh, a dragon flies through the sky, I'm not imagining a dragon flying through the sky, but I'm looking at the words the way you wrote a dragon flies through the sky. Maybe you said like the dragon weaves through like endless clouds,
and space and blah blah.
Like, I like the poetic aspect of writing.
But I
appreciate that, and that's what's fun for me in writing. So I appreciate really good writing. However, something that's really hard for me, for example, is Tolkien. Because all of Tolkien's books are like 90% just descriptive. He's a good writer and the writing is good, but I can only enjoy the poetics of the color and smells of trees for so long until I am completely bored of that because I cannot do anything with that information. So it's a little bit different the way that I enjoy it.
Yeah, because I can like imagine things. Sure. I see like a full apple in my head.
Yeah, I think that would be most people.
And it's like juicy and yummy.
I believe the statistic is that 1% of the population has aphantasia. However,
that's crazy.
However, I would like to beg differently. I think it's a higher percentage. I think the problem is that people who have aphantasia don't know they have aphantasia because there's no way to know that unless someone brings it up. Because my entire life, I've had people saying, oh, okay, close your eyes and imagine something. I really thought it was a figure of speech my entire life.
Really?
I went to my mid-20s thinking that I was just like everybody else. Like, I didn't know that I had this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I even went through a couple years of art school having aphantasia. And there was one point, and I think this was something that really broke my heart, actually, when I found out that I had aphantasia, was I was taking a storyboarding class, and one of the things that the teacher said was, okay, we're going to draw this scene with this character on this side of this, you know, it was like a plaza or something, right? He's like, okay, we're in this plaza. He's going to be on this side of the fountain. The next scene, I want you to draw it just in your head. Imagine the camera is on the other side of the fountain. And everyone's like, okay. And they start drawing. And I literally sat there like, what the fuck does that mean? Like,
oh,
holy shit. Like, I don't know how to do that. And at that time, when I was in college, I thought that it was, I just wasn't like good enough. That's what I really thought. Like,
oh,
I'm just
God,
not
Laura.
Creative enough. I'm just like, I'm not cut out to be an artist. And there were a lot of instances like that, that actually, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why I stopped going to art school, but that was one of the reasons. And then to find out so many years down the line that that was just all because I essentially have a learning disability, right? Like, it's like if you tell someone to read a book and they don't realize that they're dyslexic, like, and everyone else is reading it, like, there's no way for them to know that they're dyslexic unless someone tells them, right?
Yeah, there's, like, some grief in that. I know, because I got diagnosed with ADHD really late in my life. It's not exactly the same thing, but, like, there's so many things I, like, you know, internalized were, like, faults of my own or, like, deficiencies that I had that were, well, I guess it literally is an attention deficiency disorder, but like, you know what I mean, right? Like, I didn't know that something was wrong with me. I just thought that I was like bad for not being able to do it, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's so sad. I didn't know you dropped out of art school.
I mean, I wouldn't say, I think dropped out is an extreme and
left art school.
Yeah. I ended up switching. I switched colleges and then I majored in something else. But weirdly, of course, when I first found out about about this. I was very devastated. And when I hear other people who, especially people who have hyperphantasia, who are like really good at seeing things in their mind's eye, and they can even like superimpose it onto real life, I really felt like it's like everyone else has these like Ready Player One goggles except for me. And I felt like, yeah, I just felt really sad. Like, I wish that I had all these things. But I think as, so now it's been many, many years since I've learned that I have aphantasia. Now I've been living my life knowing that I have aphantasia. I've come to actually really appreciate the sort of silence that I get that no one else can have.
Yeah.
It's an incredible luxury for me to be able to just close my eyes and sit in complete nothingness.
You can just turn your brain off. That's,
yeah, and
that's
it's
crazy.
Really, I mean, the thoughts consume you still, but in general, it is an incredible luxury, and I really would be so sad if I lost the ability to do that. There's also things like people with aphantasia tend to have a lower likelihood of having trauma because they can't replay any memories in their head. So I cannot
Play any memories?
No, I can't relive any. If I close my eyes and you ask me to picture my mom's face, like, I can't do that.
Really? What?
I mean, I know what my mom looks like.
Yeah.
And I could probably draw her from memory, but it's not because it's based off of a picture. It's like based off of like information what I know, right? But I feel like I would be a much more broken person probably had I not had aphantasia, because I would relive.
You would relive your trauma. Oh my God.
Yeah, I would relive. I have no, like, I don't think I'd be able to cope with that. Like, the fact that I've been immune to essentially, I mean, obviously no one's immune to trauma fully, but like to a certain level of trauma in terms of reliving memories is like, holy shit. Like, that's such an incredible power for me to have for myself that I'm really happy that I have.
Wait, what are dreams like for you? Are dreams different?
No, so that's like apparently a different subsection of your brain. And
okay, so you can still like see things in your dreams?
Yeah. So I have normal dreams. My only problem is that the only images that I have in my life are my actual things that I see with my eyeballs and then my dreams.
Oh.
Which makes me sometimes confused if I have a dream that's very realistic, if that actually happened or if that was a dream. And it sometimes, I'll usually remember, but it takes me a moment sometimes to think oh shit, was that real or was that a dream? It feels a little too realistic because everything that I can see is, those are the only two instances ever that I can see things.
I don't know. I feel like even if you don't have that, if your dream is like super realistic and you're like in a drowsy enough state, dreams can feel very real. Because I had a really bad dream the other week. No, the other day. It was like Saturday night. I took too much NyQuil.
Oh, no.
And I had a dream that I was driving in like, have you been to the East Coast?
I have.
You ever been to Philadelphia?
I was in New York last year. I've been to Philadelphia when I was in high school, but I haven't been since. And high school was a very long time ago for me.
It's like a nightmare. It's like a living, walking nightmare.
Philadelphia? Like, wait, are you talking about your dream or are you talking about Philadelphia?
Both. But, well, first of all, because my dream was in Philadelphia. So I was driving in Philadelphia. I was trying to get to some convention center. I've never been to a convention center in Philadelphia, but I guess I must have vividly imagined the idea of a convention center. And I was trying to go to like a Taylor Swift concert. And the cops in my dreams, they pulled me over on the exit and then they stole my car, made me walk to the convention center, and then they like told me I was stupid and like they stole my fucking car, so I couldn't get home. I had to find my car. The entire time I was like, I should have put a fucking air tag in my car or something.
That's so funny.
And I woke up and I was like, my car.
No. See, but the slight difference is that obviously when you just wake up, that happens to me very often too. But it'll be like, you'll tell me like, oh, have you been to Philadelphia before? And I would go, oh, I went there. I think, did I go there recently? Like, that's what'll happen to me. Is it'll register to me almost like a memory.
Like
as opposed to like, as opposed, like, obviously when I wake up, that might happen. But like, there are times where I can't discern if it was like a real memory or if it was like something that just happened in a dream.
Yeah. That's interesting. That's really cool. Speaking of dreams coming true, today's topic is... Maybe we should talk about our homework first.
We should talk about homework.
So I could only watch half of the tickling documentary that you told me to watch. I was watching it right before we started recording. And I got to the part where they started tickling the guys. And I was like, okay, it's not that I think that it's hot.
No! It's Leo, no! Not like this.
I think that it's fun to see guys laughing like that. Like these manly mm-hmm. men just like embracing joy and whimsy by being tickled. And even if they have to experience joy through
chat, you know what to do. Chat, you know what to do. When's your birthday again? Chat, you know what to do.
They have like, what, 8 months left until.
You have 8 months. Put on your best show.
Start tickling each other, chat.
Get those feathers out, chat.
No, I just thought it was very sweet. They could like that, like people found enjoyment out of other people. So normally, like, I understand BDSM, right? I understand that. That sure. makes sense to me.
Yes.
So I can kind of understand men being forced into whimsical laughter.
Okay, I understand that. I do not understand jorking to that. I think that's
No, I don't understand being jorking to it. No, I don't understand jorking to it.
There's two separate things.
That's different. That's very different. I haven't gotten to the part where they were being trafficked yet. We were just starting with that. But I do think that whatever this lady is, like, she starts it off with, she's like the slur-slinging slasher, this woman. It's a movie all about, sorry, if you missed last week's episode or the week before's episode, Leora was showing me this documentary called Tickled. It's on Netflix.
I believe it's called Tickled
right now. Yeah.
And oh, it's on Netflix now. That's great.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
It wasn't
so
there
I was
before.
Watching it on Netflix. And there's like this underground tickle porn society, and it's run by like this one lady. But the lady, like the reporter who's reporting on the story, is gay. Just so happens to be gay. And the tickle porn also feels
definitely
it
not
feels
straight.
Gay, right? It's definitely not straight.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's
not.
Like it's dude on dude tickle action, right?
Right.
So she starts it off by like slinging slurs at the gay reporter, and I'm like, I think she might be into this.
It's you know, it's probably part of the
I think
kink,
it's part
you know?
Of the appeal is like the like being a terrible person and then getting like I think she's getting off on the
she's like an S.
Yeah. Like the attention to like right. for being a bad person, I think she's getting off on because she's like a sadist, but not enough of a sadist to do actual sadism.
Right.
Well, I mean, it is she is torturing them like in their own lives, but like
right,
not through like the way that normal sadism would work. Right.
Right. Right. No, I completely agree.
Yeah.
I thought it was a dude for some reason, but it's been over 10 years since I've seen the fucking Tickled documentary. So
yeah, I need to finish it. If it's a guy at the end, then I'll finish it then. But like, I think we're either dealing with a dude who's into gay tickle porn or a Fujoshi into gay tickle porn. And either way, I don't understand. I don't understand the jerking it part of it.
Yeah, it is very, I mean, unless you said it, like you said, it's like maybe it's not a jorking because there's no way to prove that this person's jorking it, right? Like but I'm pretty sure they are.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah
I don't know. It is a interesting thing, but it's I think the most interesting about this documentary is that this person literally, and I said this last episode too, they literally created this expansive library for themselves, essentially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it just became like, it almost just kickstarted the entire fetish. Like, it's, I think that's the most insane part of all of this, is that these people were being trafficked to tickle each other. And then it like kicked off this entire fetish for like the rest of the world, basically.
She was kind of girl bossing. What if, okay, Leora, hear me out.
Okay. Okay.
What if we started our own fetish?
Ooh,
what
would traffic
it be?
Out.
I like how you start from the let's do human trafficking part, not from like the let's find a fun little thing to turn into a fetish. Like,
hey, I bet our chats would be into it though. That's their fantasy, okay? And we're not gonna give it to them because that's actually their fantasy. Let's
you
be real.
You start with crime. You were like, what if we did a crime?
Yeah. What if? Just saying. For legal purposes, this is a joke. But
yeah,
you
for
know.
Legal purposes, this is a joke.
But okay, if we were to make a fit, what hasn't been done, though? Everything's been done. That's the thing.
Okay, we can find a niche. Okay. I believe we can find a niche. What's something that people, like, Okay.
Something female with TCGs?
Teabagging. Oh, okay. That's different. Yeah, we could do like... Oh, ooh, ooh. You know the like sushi thing where they put like the sushi on the woman?
Oh, it's like instead of a playmat, we use women?
Yeah, your playmat is a woman.
I set my trap card. I set my card in defense position on her left titty.
I think we have it. There's no way this is... Wait, that's a thing already? What do you mean that's a thing already?
No way that's a thing. We're getting reports
this might be a thing already.
You're lying.
No.
And then you could special summon on balls. You can summon little D on the little D.
The extra monster zones are the balls.
Oh, that's great. If the guy gets erect while you're playing... It does ooh. Flip over your card. That's the rules. I don't make
that's
the rules.
That's a new zone to summon to. New zone unlocks.
True. Okay, what's like, are there any weird TCG fetishes? Like, there must be, right? Do you think people get hard off for like people shuffling and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty hot when guys like hand shuffle. You don't think so? I think it's hot when guys hand shuffle.
No, I don't think so.
When they do the little thing with the hands where they go, you know what I'm talking about?
Or like in hand shuffling. Sometimes.
Oh, really?
You're just like, because you're just thinking, all you hear is like, you're like, shut the fuck up. Can you think more quietly, please?
I like
it. My God.
Well, maybe like, I don't know if you could do it with shuffling. I feel like shuffling is already inherently erotic.
It is it?
Like, if you think about, like, at a casino, where they're, you know, the, like, hot, like, what are they called? The casino ladies?
The dealers?
The dealer. Yes, 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 yes.
Okay, I had to go to Vegas for a work trip recently, and mm-hmm. some of my coworkers are gamblers, so I actually was standing around at the blackjack tables as they were playing. And I want you to know that every single dealer was not hot.
Aww.
They were all, like, middle-aged
Hollywood
people.
Lied to me.
Yes, you have been lied. They're all older. They're all like, one of the was like an old Asian guy. He was really nice, but he was really old, like maybe in his 40s, maybe in his 50s even. The ones that are hot are the ladies that come around and get your drink order.
Yeah, the drink ladies.
They're basically wearing a bunny girl outfit, but they're like walking around and taking a drink order. Yeah, they're hot. Because they get tipped, so I think they need to be hot.
Have to be hot.
Yeah.
No, but like, I don't know. I feel like if I go to like a not Vegas casino, right? Like, so if I go to a casino, like, I don't know, outside of like Phoenix, Arizona, mm-hmm. the dealers are probably more attractive there than they would be in Vegas. Because Vegas is like law of big numbers, right? Like there, the entire population is getting into that, right? They're all working in that industry, the gaming industry.
Yeah, I could see that.
But like, if you have a gambling addiction and you're hot, like where else do you want to be than like dealing at a casino?
That's true. Have you been to Vegas before?
I have. TwitchCon was there a couple of years ago.
Oh, right. Have you like gone to any of the shows? Like, have you gone to like Chippendales?
No, I've never been to a Chippendales. Do you want to go to a Chippendales together?
I mean, I would go for the frequency. That's definitely not.
Yeah, we need to expense it, right?
Yeah, that's not my happy place, but I would go for content. For content, I would go because I don't like okay, this is the part where I'm extremely more lesbian than I am straight, but I do not like to see men without their clothes on. Like, I never want to see a man stripping. Like, that is like the least sexy thing to me on the entire planet. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, like, I don't want to see that.
That's fair. Well, you don't like the naked body in general.
I don't.
So,
but I could see the appeal with women a little bit more.
I think maybe you see it artistically.
Yeah. And I think also lingerie. I think lingerie is hot. So I think if they're wearing cute lingerie or hot lingerie, that's okay. But I don't want to see anyone fully naked ever. Like, that's just not.
That does bring us to our next topic pretty easily, though, Leora.
It does. A good segue.
What about men in lingerie? Like, women's lingerie?
Well, my chat knows this, but I really like femboys, so.
Wait, do you like femboys or do you like twinks?
No, I like femboys.
Oh, okay.
I want them to look like women.
Look like women.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want the, what is that song, that cafe?
You
want
to go to the femboy hooters.
I want the S to stand for surprise.
Oh, smile, sadistic.
Sweet, sadistic. Yes, sadistic, I want smile. The S to stand for
surprise.
Surprise,
penis.
That's
surprise,
what I want.
Surprise, penis. I guess, I don't know, I feel like for me, maybe like a few years ago, I would have wanted that. Maybe like in my teen years, I think I liked that. Mm-hmm. But like in my maturity, you know, in the mm-hmm. ripening of the body of wine that is my life, I feel like I've come to appreciate like a manly man.
I would say that I have come to appreciate that more as well. I think when I was much younger, my preferences in men were a lot more like twinks, as you said, like actual twinks. Like I'm like, oh, K-pop, J-pop. Mm-hmm. I even liked C-pop. I liked the I liked VK. I liked the guys with... Well, I guess we're leaning on femboy, but it wasn't fully femboy. They were like twinks with long hair.
Yeah, a little different. Yeah.
I liked those type of guys. And then I think as I got older, those type of guys became completely unattractive to me. Like, absolutely not.
Gave you the ick.
The femboys have stayed. And then if I had to choose like a type of body, I think I prefer the more like... not super muscular, but more built than twink, if that makes sense, on that scale, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like an average dude.
Yeah, average dude. Muscles scare me.
Really?
Yeah. Like when people are too ripped, it's like freaks me out.
What about women? When women are really ripped?
No, that freaks me out too.
Really? I think it's super hot when a woman is ripped.
I think that's most people, but I don't know why. Like the sight of muscles scare me.
Huh.
Like I don't even like six packs. Like I think six packs scare me. Like seeing the muscles like scary to me.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
But like
it's freaky. It freaks me out.
You don't think that like, I don't know. I feel like when I see muscles, I think they can protect me, you know?
Mm.
Or like lift me up and down. Like like carry me over their shoulders like a like King Kong up a building and then the helicopter comes, they swipe it away.
Question: are you attracted to King Kong?
Am I attracted to a giant? Okay, so which version of King Kong?
I don't know.
Because if it's Monster vs. King Kong from the most recent, like, Godzilla x King Kong movie, right?
Uh-huh.
Where he's, like, a dad and he's, like, putting... most recent King Kong, I think I would not have sex with the giant monkey because I think it's physically impossible.
Sure.
But I will say on, like, on a certain level, he is hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying yeah in agreeance, but yeah as in that's what I thought
like
you would
understand.
Say.
I'm like, you thought I would say it.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
I think you're just like testing just how much I would like agree with you in general.
No. I think, okay, to be fair, I have my own weird kinks. So I'm not shaming. I just think we're on very different spectrums, which is fine. That's what makes this very interesting, right? Like, for example, I, like you said, there is no biological way for me to do this. However, if there was, or if that was acceptable, would I bang a Gundam? Yes, absolutely. But... there's no way to do that because they're very large.
I mean, if you really wanted to, I could figure out a way.
Well, true. Like, that's your entire job.
Yeah.
That's your job is to make it so I can bang a Gundam.
When there's a will, there's a way, Leora. If you really want it, you just...
I will say that... yeah, that is one of the things. Like, I think that they're really hot. That's just what I think.
I mean, the best part about a Gundam is you can customize the parts.
True.
So, like, you just got to know like the right engineer.
Yeah, but they're also really large.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to climb up on that thing. That's the thing.
Yeah, or it'd have to be like a...
It would have to like grab you.
Oh, like a Dojin idea. You go in the cockpit. And the cockpit has sentience.
Tentacles.
Oh. Tentacles. But not like slimy tentacles.
Like metal.
Metal mecha tentacles.
Mecha tentacles. I'm so in. I'm so in.
Putting the cock in cockpit for real.
I think we can make this work.
Yeah, I'm down. If you can make it work, sign me the fuck up.
The only issue is if we get anywhere near a fucking Gundam.
Hey, I believe
in
you.
It would be a funding issue or like an access issue.
I believe that you can make this happen.
Yeah, I think we could do it. And yeah. I think you have a good idea there.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's even a startup idea. I bet we could have like a virtual reality experience where you put yourself into Gundam and then the Gundam fucks you. It's almost kind of like Darling in the Franxx, but like,
yeah,
there's not like a guy in there. It's just like the...
Have you seen those clips on Twitter of that one year of Anime Expo where they had the VR and you could like, it was in the 18 plus section and you could test this VR hentai. And so it was like, you were put in like, it wasn't a ball pit, but it was like a roped off square in the middle of like the exhibit floor.
Yeah.
And they had like a blow up inflatable doll there. And you would just see these Twitter videos of people passing by these people doing VR, but they're doing inexplicable things to this fucking doll in public. I mean, it's not public. It's technically,
yeah, it's behind like a curtain. Ew.
It's not behind a curtain. Well, I mean, it's behind a curtain in the 18 plus section, but...
Yeah. That's crazy.
Anyway, that's what I imagine, except the...
You'll have to send me the video later of that.
We'll have to find that.
We'll do it at a homework exchange. I'll send you the cluck like a chicken. Yeah. You send me the AX hentai VR
I gotta write this down because I'm gonna forget.
Oh, not to diverge too much, but my other piece of homework that you gave me...
Yes.
...was these fucking godforsaken pads you used. Last week, Leora was like, I got these icy hot pads for my vagina when I was on my period. And I was like, okay, fine. I'll try them, right? So I go to the Target and I buy the icy hot pads for my vagina because my period was last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Maybe it's just I think I might be autistic. We haven't tested it, but we're like pretty sure. I don't know sensory wise how you handle that. That's crazy. I can't believe you use those for your entire period. That's insane. Because like for me, I was like, this is hell. I'm in a torture chamber of my own creation, but it's homework, so I have to do it.
Can you explain to the class what it felt like for you?
It felt like my coochie was a Thin Mint. And not in a good way. Like, I love Thin Mints, don't get me wrong, but I was feeling the Thin Mint.
The
wrong type of cookie.
Truly the wrong type of cookie. That's what I was saying. When I got that and I put it on, I genuinely was like, why the fuck does this exist? Like, who?
It's crazy. I don't know who that's for.
Who is this for? Who's using this?
But the thing is, like, there was like a whole section of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there were multiple selections to pick from for that pad.
Yeah. I will say that the first time that I did it was horrible. And I was like, holy shit, this is awful. But I'm cheap and Asian, so I didn't throw it away. I just kept using it.
Yeah.
So then by the time I got to the third time I had to change my pad, I think that was when I was like, okay, at this point, I don't really feel it as strongly anymore. It's just occasionally I will feel like a twinge of menthol down there.
You like became numb to it.
Yeah, I guess so.
It numbed your... Well, maybe that's the point, is to like numb maybe. Your coochie.
I will say, okay, the one thing that is good about it is that there is a point where in your period, and I don't know how heavy your period is, but my period is very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a point in your period where you're like bleeding so much that it feels like a full diaper, right? Like the pad feels like physically heavy and it feels like really... hot because of all the blood that's in there, right?
Yeah.
So I think it did help for those times, right?
Okay, yeah.
Because the cooling bit makes it feel less stuffy warm. Down there and less warm and less heavy. It felt a little bit more light in that aspect. Yeah. So it wasn't like I could slightly understand it, but I think that initial feeling, I just cannot imagine anybody, or maybe people get off on it. I don't know. Because that was like weird. An absolutely strange feeling.
I can understand maybe they're getting off on it. That would make way more sense to me than just like enjoying the Icy Hot on your coochie.
Yeah.
But like they do make condoms that have Icy Hot on them. So I don't know.
They have condoms with Icy Hot on them.
Back in my day, they had Trojan Fire and Ice.
Is that like, is it both sides are Icy Hot or is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, there's Icy Hot on both sides.
Okay, chat. Who has used... Please, I need a review of the Trojan Icy. Wait, what if you jork with a Trojan Fire and Ice condom on, do you think your hand will also get icy hotted? Does your hand also get the cooling sensation?
Maybe. Oh my God, they still make them.
Wow. Fire and Ice. Warming and...
3.3 on the reviews. What do the reviews say?
Okay, we gotta read the reviews. This is important.
It's so important. It's so important. Okay.
No go.
No go. 9 years ago.
9 years ago. Wow.
9 years ago. Let me read the full review.
Broken.
Come on. Imagine the Trojan like condom website working.
Yeah. Why would it ever work? Who's going on here? Besides
us? It's my lowest to highest rating. Okay. I recently bought this product and my boyfriend and I started using them. Every time he uses them while we're having sex, his member gets soft 20 minutes in. We've used Nirvana and it works amazing and keep... Oh, this is just like they're just advertising a different condom. Okay. I bought these a week ago and yesterday night... I love condom reviews. Yesterday night, me and my partner decided to try these to spice things up a bit. At first, the warming was great for me and her, but after a minute or so, it got intensely hot and it was not pleasurable for either of us. It completely killed the mood. After removing the condom, I felt a really sharp cooling sensation that did not feel good at all. And my partner and I ended up showering shortly after because the lube still remained. 1 out of 10. Won't butt again.
Won't butt again. This guy said feeling nothing.
Nothing. I bought a week ago and I guess it's just a regular condom. Doesn't feel any different. The only thing I feel is kind of be a little thicker than the other.
Wow, these people need to learn how to grammar. This is ridiculous.
Well, they're writing condom reviews.
That's true.
It hurt it.
It hurt it.
Like I was used to put out a tiki torch. Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Well, the fire and ice part was great, but now I'm going to be a dad. What?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Becoming a father. Let's go.
Congratulations.
Terrible.
Icy hot baby.
Burned. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like,
that's crazy. Well, if anyone ever gets it and jorks with it, let me know.
Yeah, report back. Don't let me know. Let Leora know.
Well,
I
let
don't
us know in the comments below if you could feel the icy hot on your hand. And if you did feel it on your dick, how did it feel? Thank you. We'll review the comments next episode. Thanks.
Now we have homework. Well, if I have to do homework, everybody else has to do homework, okay?
Yeah, everyone has to do homework.
No, I don't get the pads. I don't get it.
Yeah. Okay, so then we got the green tea pads.
Oh, yes. Leora sent them. Well, no, I...
No, you sent them to
I
me.
I found this. So yeah. We were looking on Twitter and there was this pad and it was this... Maybe I'll put it as like the Spotify picture for the
Jesus Christ.
The episode. But there are these green
matcha
tea pads.
My flow.
These matcha my flow. Let me find them really quick. I can show you guys and put it in the thing. But
it says matcha my flow. Say hello to our matcha infused period pad. Inner peace, outer protection. Emotionally supportive. I don't know how that works.
Do you think that it would be emotionally supportive?
No, I can't imagine any pad being emotionally supportive. Like there's no pad in this world that is emotionally supporting me in any way.
Yeah, I don't know. When I say always, I'm feeling like that it's always going to be there for me. You know, I know you personally hate. Always,
I do personally hate always, and
yeah,
I wish they were not always there for
hater.
Me, you know. I wish it could be literally anything else. But okay, also PMS balancing. How?
I don't. Can you claim that? Like, just because there's green tea in that? I don't know.
That must be false advertising. There's no way.
There has to be like a law against that, right?
Is there scientific evidence for that? For PMS balancing?
I don't think that's how that works, right?
Do you think you can go on their website? Let's go on their website. Okay, maybe they have more actual factual information.
Here we flow.
There may be more information on Here We Flow.
Here We Flow. Here We Flow. If you want to sponsor us.
Yeah. A pad sponsorship would be hilarious.
I have always wanted a menstrual product sponsorship.
That would actually be amazing. But they have condoms too.
Oh.
Earth-changing
and
sex.
Bladder care. That's crazy. Not
was
sponsored,
that like if you
by
pee
the
yourself?
Way. They're the period pants people. Where the fuck are these? Okay, give me the pads.
Bamboo pads?
These are bamboo. Where's the matcha ones? Oh, was this a lie? Oh, Leora.
Was this April
punked.
Fool's?
We got punked. We got
it's
fucking
April
punked.
It's April Fool's.
It's
April 1st.
Fool's. Oh my God, we got punked. Okay. So here's what we do, Leora. We're gonna put green tea in our pads.
Jesus Christ.
And we're gonna see if we can taste it.
Okay, chat. Has anyone done, I'm curious, has anyone done the soy sauce challenge where you dip your balls in soy sauce? Can you taste soy sauce from your balls?
Yeah, can you taste your soy sauce from your balls? It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Does that mean you've tried it? Can I verify?
Yeah,
can we verify that information?
If you can taste salt through your balls,
yeah,
then can we taste
matcha
through our parts?
Well, we can taste menthol apparently. Well, I guess icy hot's a little bit different, right? It's like a
you can feel menthol on any part of your skin, right? Right. It does feel minty though.
What about like mala?
What's mala?
Mala is like this Chinese peppercorn spice that it's called mala because I think ma is spicy.
It's like a burning heat.
No, it's a numbing heat. So la means numbing or something like that. And so it's supposed to make your mouth or your tongue like feel very numb, and it's supposed to be kind of like an addicting numbing feeling, which I really like mala. But
yeah,
I wonder if you could feel the mala numbing on your balls or your vagina, whichever one you have.
I don't know that I personally am willing to be a test subject for this.
Wait, someone said, is it mala or is it a UTI?
Gynecologists hate her.
Oh my God. I mean, yeah. I guess the thing about balls is that if you dip your balls in anything, you're not endangering yourself. But if you do dip your vagina in anything, you are getting a little close to parts that are dangerous. Yeah. So it's probably not a good idea to
That's
do that,
true.
Unfortunately.
But I wonder, like, what part, maybe, like, do you think your nipples could taste it? That's
Ooh,
a mucus
that's
membrane.
A good question.
Right? Like, I feel like mucus membranes are the ones that can absorb things, right?
Yeah.
I would put my nipples on some mala. I'd try it. It's not risking too much there, right?
I think personally anything with a hole scares me though.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe
I don't
like
know
the
how
outer
nipple
part.
Holes work. Like if you're not
how do they work? Oh my God, how do they work? That's a great question.
Do they like close up when you is there like a little stopper in there that plugs up your nipples when you don't have a baby? Like how does that work?
Well, I think that like it's multiple little glands on the skin, but I'm not sure. Because, like, when you get your nipples pierced, do you think that the milk comes out the side of the hole? The side of the holes. Oh, that was too much, Leora. Oh, I'm my bad. I didn't know that was too much.
The three-way spray. It's a fucking, sprinkler system up in there. Holy shit. Oh, I hate that. Oh my God.
But I guess maybe we should actually get to the topic of the show because we're an hour in.
Wait, I have a question that segues into the topic.
Okay.
Can men lactate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's actually possible.
It's possible.
What's the conditions for men to lactate? Is
you
there
need
like
the
a
right
condition
hormones.
That has to be
Yeah, men can lactate.
They just have to have, like, not the right artificially hormones. What about like just naturally?
Been, like, a case of it, right? There's got to have been like a man who, like, all right.
Do you think
Google can men lactate naturally?
No, it says
any person with breast tissue can lactate.
Mm.
Have the potential to lactate. However, only the Dayak fruit bat of Southeast Asia does so spontaneously. Oh, there's a whole Wikipedia article.
Leora,
on male lactation.
Holy.
Oh my God. I'm so glad. I'm so glad we've.
Yeah. Wait, it's called witch's milk.
The witch's milk.
The witch's milk is crazy. Wait, it's from newborn babies? Wait, what the fuck?
Wait, newborn babies of both sexes can occasionally produce milk? This is called neonatal milk?
That's what? Witch's milk. Wait, what the fuck? Why would biologically they do that? That doesn't make any sense.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Oh, look. Alexander von Humboldt reported in the Voyage aux Régions Équines du Nouveau Continent about a citizen of a Venezuelan village of Arenas, who allegedly nurtured his son for 3 months while his wife was ill.
Huh.
That's crazy. So I guess, yeah, it's happened.
Interesting.
Human male lactation, spontaneous production of milk happens. Occurs in males and females. Huh. That's interesting. But
that is interesting. Do you think that boy titty milk tastes different than girl titty milk?
Yes.
Really?
Titty milk will taste similar to whatever the diet is of the person producing the
milk.
Oh,
yeah. I remember you mentioning that.
So it will taste like Monster and 7-Eleven taquitos.
Are you talking about your own titty milk?
No, I'm talking about my brother. Obviously.
That's true. You do have your sister's titty milk. It would only be fair.
Yeah, in the fridge. I could go thaw that out and try it out. I'm sure it tastes like kale or some shit. That woman eats healthy.
It would only be fair if you tried your brother's titty milk, too.
I don't think he makes milk, but
he
may, I don't think
one
he's
day.
Willing to be subject to my, like, to my experiments. Wait, do you have any siblings, Leora? No, right?
I do.
You
do?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I have a brother and sister as well.
Okay, so you could try your own brother's titty milk, too. We could come back and report about it.
We have to. That's our homework. And our brother's homework,
too. Homework. Let's go. I love frequency homework. It's always the best. But there's other conditions that I see in media where men and women can sometimes have similar features, right?
Yeah, they sure do. In media.
And particularly in some Japanese media of a variety, there is a condition that sometimes we see people afflicted with called Futanari.
The Futanari. The elusive.
The elusive Futanari.
The elusive Futanari.
Yeah, you're like one of those BBC animal reporters.
Yeah.
The elusive Futanari. Generates ejaculate through its ovaries.
Yeah. True.
Or, true. Okay, so there's like different types of Futanari, right?
There are, yeah. Yes.
There's like, it can come from different areas, right?
I feel like the Futanari, like, tag, the categories are so vast, right? There's ones that, like, become Futanari. There's ones that start, just they are Futanari. There's ones that, you know, there's like so many. So there's like the angle where they become Futanari, usually it's like the clit grows into a penis, right? That's usually the angle that they go at. It's like some kind of medical thing. It's some kind of injection or I don't know. There's always like something, right?
Yeah.
That's typically the one that you see the most when they're transforming.
Yeah.
And so when they transform, they typically retain the actual vagina, right? Because it's just the clit that has become basically swollen and large, enlarged.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if there's no vagina, that's a femboy, right?
Yes.
And not a Futanari.
Well, not necessarily. So I've seen also Futanari where they do not have a vagina. But the difference is that femboys, and we're getting a little semantic here, but I do think it's part of like the way, there's two different things that I've seen. One, femboys don't have breasts. They can have enlarged male chests, like they all do that. That's like feminization, right? That's like a whole thing too. But that's not considered a futanari. That's just like a femboy that has been quote unquote feminized, which is different. But futanaris will usually have like full breasts. They'll usually have female breasts is what I should say. So that's like the biggest telling difference. The other thing that's really different between futanaris and femboys, which is kind of interesting to think about, is actually the gender that they identify with. So futanaris are women who happen to have a dick, and then femboys are men who happen to dress like women. So, and that's what's different from them and like actual transgender stuff, which is like completely different.
Yeah, that's different. Right? That's totally different.
So it's not, this is not.
It's a controversial take too, in like the, in certain communities, I think. I don't fully understand it.
But no, like, I don't either.
Yeah. From a purely hentai perspective, we're only talking about the femboys and the futanaris, right?
Yeah, we're talking at a purely gooner level.
Yeah,
we're
purely on a
no moral, societal, any implications.
Well, there's
none of
that. The only thing here is you're jacking off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I think this is an important thing to say, and it's really silly that we have to say this, but whenever we talk about porn, I would like it to be very clear that we're talking about our porn preference, which has no reflection on what we condone or like or whatever
it's
in real life,
it's separate,
or
it's
morally
separate.
Agree with or whatever.
Yep. And this is actually why I had to turn down the bestiality episode that Leora suggested.
It's really unfortunate that we can't talk about everything because people will take it the wrong way.
And maybe we'll have a Patreon episode one day.
Maybe one day behind a paywall we'll put that
behind a paywall. I guess like when I'm consuming this stuff though, like there is some stuff that just like it just makes no physical sense. Right.
Sure.
Like
absolutely.
There's this one example. Again, I was at this anime convention. Right. And this is maybe the worst. There's pretty bad hentai out there. Right.
Yeah.
Like pretty like disgusting. Like
sure.
You like not safe for life. Right. This is like you don't want to consume this anywhere. Right. Yeah. I think a lot of people who don't consume a lot of this stuff will be like, oh, like Metamorphosis. That's like crazy. Right.
Yeah.
It like puts stuff like that to shame. No, that's baby mode. There's one that I was watching at an anime convention a long time ago, and like I literally had to leave the room. Mm-hmm. It was so bad. But the way that these girls grew dicks was they like pulled it out of where the clitoris should be. Like they cut off the clitoris and pulled it out. I know. It was like so bad. But like I don't understand what is going through the mind of the creator when they're inventing that sort of like situation, right? Like what understanding of biology gets you to the point where you think that is possible? And who gets off to that? Because like literally the entire theater was like, ah, oh my God. Oh, holy shit. No. Oh my God.
I think
people were leaving in droves.
There are people who do like gore though.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
That's a separate thing, right? Like I am really not good with gore and I'm very squeamish to it. So I'm not someone who can advocate for it, but I do think that there are people who like gore. And again, just because they like gore doesn't mean that, you know, they want
they
that
don't,
in
yeah,
real life
they want
or
that
anything.
In real life. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like a hentai thing. And I get that. Like, that's like, you know, you can like that if you like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think that there are things that they'll do like that, almost like a shock factor thing.
Yeah. Do you think it's clickbait?
I don't think it's clickbait per se. I think nowadays it might be. But back then, I think clickbait didn't really exist. You know what I mean? Like the concept of that.
I guess that's true. Yeah.
So I think it's probably like a, ooh, what could we do? Because we want to do this concept, but like, ooh, what could we do that's like really crazy and out there? And that'll be like, you know, memorable, but like gore fans would like it. And that's when they do stuff like that. It's like, it reminds me a little bit of like the Higurashi stuff, for example. Anything in Higurashi, you just look at it and you're like, why? Why does any of these things exist, right? Like her ripping off her nails isn't really contributing technically to the plot. Like it could have been anything else, right? Like it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
So I think it's a similar thing where it's more of like, oh, we're going to try to like push it to like an extreme. And that's just kind of where they ended up at, and still tried to make it hot, I guess, by like adding a dick in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think that they just like add a dick wherever and they think that it's hotter?
Yeah. I think.
Do you think that it's hotter when they add a dick into wherever?
No, but I will say that I think that my hot take is I think men really like dicks, but they don't like to admit it because they think admitting it is gay. But heterosexual men, I think, like dicks a lot more than they want to admit.
That's why they're always drawing them. It's like there's a test, right? In any game where you can draw something, it's how fast does it take for a man to draw a dick?
Yeah.
It's always the first thing. Right.
Yeah. I think it's just like
time to penis. Yeah.
It's just I think there's just some sort and it's a Freudian thing, right? We can tell. But this is this is a topic of our day.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Freud. It is a bit of a Freudian thing. And I think that there is like a they have a emotional connection to their peepees, which.
But it's like a symbol of power almost. Right.
Yeah.
Like even in like porn, it's often used as like a symbol of power.
Like I think technically even like futas and whatnot too, it's the most popular with heterosexual men, which I think is really interesting.
Is it really?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah. I think you could also rationalize it. There's a couple ways to rationalize this besides just they like dicks. That's my theory. But I do think another theory is that guys want to see a girl getting dicked per se, but they don't want to see another guy doing it because it feels like getting cucked. So therefore seeing another girl do it is like better for them, for their
that
egos,
explains
I guess.
So much.
But I don't know if that's everybody. I would say that might be just like a subset of people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So.
No, that makes a lot of sense. Like they just want to like enjoy. Well, that and I think also being able to relate to the character, right?
Right, 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 right. But, and like, you said, like, also, like, it's a power thing. I think there's a lot of layers to it.
Yeah, there's so many layers. It's such an interesting, like, foundation to start from, right? Like,
yeah.
Sorry, I'm thinking about Futas now.
Thinking about Futas now. And I think, like, a lot of times the way that they, like, if you read Futa porn, like, a lot of it is... The way that they portray them is extremely like powerful women. It is very similar to pegging, like the way that is framed. So I think there is a lot of that power dynamic. I've also seen a lot of futas having sex with men, but I don't like to me that feels kind of gay.
Do you think it's gay for a futa to have sex with a man?
I don't know. I don't know. Is that gay? I'm not sure.
Is straight futa gay?
If a futa is topping a man, is that gay? And if you like it, if you're straight and you like it.
No, the existence of a penis being there does not necessarily make it gay.
It doesn't, but I think the part that makes it gay is the fact that your self-insert character is the one taking dick and you're jacking off to that.
Yeah, maybe.
If that's
the perspective you're taking,
I agree that it's not gay if there's a futa. Like that's not the implication.
Yeah.
But I think it's more of the implication of
if the futa is fucking the guy in the ass.
Yeah, and then you're jorkin and you get off and you're
straight. Pegging isn't gay though, right? Is pegging gay? Do you think pegging is gay?
Oh, you're right. Maybe not.
Yeah, exactly. So if
I guess taking
isn't
it
gay,
in the butt
then...
is not really gay.
Yeah, it's not gay to take it in the butt. They put the button. Why would they put the cum button up there?
That's true. They did put the cum button up
there. They put the cum button up there.
Is the cum button in different places for different people or is it always in the same place?
I think
it's
like the G-spot, right? Like
you have to find it.
No, I think it's not real.
Oh.
No, I think it's generally supposed to be in the same spot for guys, right? Like, it's like, it'd be like, it's on the inside of the butt towards where the ovaries would be on, like, a woman.
Oh,
right?
So it's like towards, like, the front side?
It's like
closer,
if you're,
like, facing forward?
Yeah. So anatomically, if... Yeah, it's like towards the front. So like if you're putting...
Sorry, I don't know where the prostate is. Yes,
I understand
that that's what it is. But I don't know where it is anatomically. But yeah.
It's like... So you know like how the G-spot is like supposed to be like towards the front of the woman?
Yeah.
Just move that to the butthole. Just move your fingers down to the butthole and do the same thing.
Like anytime you read like hentai that has butt play in it, they always draw the prostate in a very particular way. I think it's really funny. It's kind of like how when you read straight porn, they always draw the womb and the entrance to the womb in a very particular way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They draw the cervix so like plump.
Yeah. It's like the prostate too. They make it like a very cute little bean. It's a very plump bean looking thing.
It looks squishy.
Very interesting diagram.
I don't know. I feel like it would make like a really good like stim toy, right? Like if you had like a stress ball of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, wait. There is a stress ball that, I mean, I don't know if it looks like a prostate, but there is a stress ball. This is completely off topic, but we're getting into ADHD territory. There is a stress ball that I've been wanting to buy. Do you like stress balls or do you like slime and stuff?
I like...
Shit, what is it called?
I want to play with slime. I haven't played with... I keep seeing them on like my like YouTube shorts feed. I see like the slime reviews and it looks fun. Stress balls, I do... I have fidget toys. There are certain things I do. I fidget all the time. Like a lot of the time it's like paper or like I have like these like little magnets that like rotate and stuff. Or I had that like, you know, the fidget cube.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So I love fidgeting, but I think that like a stress ball needs to be like pliable enough to stick in certain like locations for me to want to play with it, you know?
Interesting. So the one that I'm thinking of is called Nido. Nido, sponsor us, please.
Nido, please.
I want one so bad. Yeah, let me find the one that looks the most prostate-y.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Don't you want to squish it so bad?
I do want to squish it really bad. That it looks amazing.
I know. Apparently, these ones are like the best. So
it looks so satisfying. Look at that. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I want to squish it.
Yeah, that's fair.
The thing about slime is I like slime a lot, but it's so fucking messy that... It's just a pain in the ass to handle it. I can't pull out a thing of slime, you know, like during a meeting or something. Like this is way nicer. So
yeah, you need something self-contained that won't get your hands dirty.
Yeah. Oh man, this looks great. Speaking of prostates, how about this?
I feel like, okay, so you ever see like in doujinshi, like the condom after it's done?
Oh yeah.
And it looks really plump and like
it does
full and like
yeah, and it's like kind of shiny too.
Don't you wish you could stim with it?
I feel like it'd be really squishy and nice.
Right, it would feel like fun and squishy and nice.
Okay, so I have a weird thing.
Yeah,
this is my deep dark secret. I have a weird thing where I also really like to touch certain textures. I don't think it makes me autistic. I don't know. Maybe it does. But I'm really, 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 I like really soft feeling things. So it has to be soft but rubbery. And so I do this thing out of habit where I grab the back of my ear. I like use my thumb to push up on my jawline. And it creates this little like sack of flesh almost. And I like... with my finger I just like to touch it. It's like weird. Like I like to do that. But I also, when I was younger and in a completely not sexual way, what thought my vagina, the flaps of my vagina, were really soft and squishy, so I would like sometimes just like put it in my hand because it was like nice to feel.
Like stim, you know? With it.
And
then it's fine to stim with your labia
happened, so now I can't do that.
But like if you like waxed maybe, right?
Yeah, if I waxed. But oh my gosh, so now we're getting into
it. Yeah, we're definitely.
We're getting into it. But have you ever waxed down there?
Yeah. I used to do it. I did it for like a year and a half. I stopped doing it recently because my wax lady retired, or like she went to a different place and I didn't want to go back to somebody who wasn't my wax lady. So I stopped like maybe like I want to say like 4 months ago. But I was getting them done for a while.
I've only gotten like my eyebrows and stuff waxed.
Yeah.
I've never gotten like down there waxed.
I highly recommend it. I think that like for me, because sometimes having the hair, it's like I just don't like how it feels. And I get like ingrowns really easily, like all on my like legs and stuff and everywhere. So like for me, it's like amazing. But
it's funny because so I have tried shaving there before because I also just don't like having hair down there. And if I don't like, you know, sometimes if you know, it gets you know, it's hair, right? So yeah. If you're like going to like go to the beach or something, like you really do got to like trim it down, or yep. you got to shave it, because it's just the way that bikinis are made, which is really annoying that bikinis are made that way. But I have shaved it multiple times for this purpose of swimming, and every time it's when it's growing back, it's incredibly painful.
Yeah,
like the way that it rubs on your underwear as it's growing out
is
the most painful experience ever.
It's the worst.
Does that happen with waxing too?
Not as much, no, because the hairs aren't as like blunt when you when you get it waxed as compared to like when you're shaving, because when you shave you cut it off on that hard edge,
right?
And so it pushes against everything, right?
Right. Yeah,
I used to, you can trim too. Like I would use like a
like sometimes.
A ball trimmer. They sell like the ball trimmers.
Ball trimmer?
Yeah, yeah. I would get like the ball trimmers and I would use the ball trimmers.
Oh, that would make sense.
For a while. I use that on my legs still and I like that.
I had a friend who he would talk about how he shaves down there and he uses a razor blade, and that freaked me out.
That's crazy. What if you cut your balls?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like just thinking about it freaks me out.
The scrotum seems so, it's like it's such a thin piece of skin, right?
I don't know.
It feels like when you would like get like a paper cut between your fingers, you know? That's like, it sounds awful.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, that sounds crazy.
Right?
That sounds insane. Like you sound like an insane person. But he also like shaved like his head and stuff too. I mean, with a different razor.
Well, I guess,
but
if you have like a, if you're used to shaving your head, maybe you know a lot about shaving surfaces, right?
Yeah, like you're just really good at it or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Ooh. Waxing your balls sounds awful.
Ooh, yeah, because they would like,
they have to hold the skin tight.
Yeah,
balls are like stretchy, right? Like this. Yeah, I see how that thing be hanging. Ooh. Right.
They'd like peel the wax, but they're trying to do it fast, and your balls are just gonna be like 3 feet away from your body.
Oh my god.
3 feet away.
Oh.
Come back home.
Oh no. I guess back on the Fudanari subject really quick.
Yeah.
Have you ever wished you had a penis?
Oh, absolutely. All the time. Every day.
Right? Me too.
Yeah. Have you ever had a dream that you had a penis?
Yeah. It was the best.
I've had multiple dreams. Actually, weirdly enough, almost all of my sexy dreams that I have a penis.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
It must be all the hentai you're reading.
It probably is. But I feel like I know what it feels like. That sounds crazy because there's no way for me to know that.
Yeah.
But in my dreams, I feel like I can feel it so vividly.
Yeah.
And I can kind of remember how it feels like from my dreams. And you know, like when people are like, oh, you can't feel things in your dreams. I feel things in my dreams all the time. I don't know. Like, you know, when they're like, oh, pinch me, like, to check
if
I'm
dreaming or whatever. Yeah.
I have hurt myself in dreams multiple times and been in pain and been in so much pain in a dream that I woke up because I was in pain in my dream. I mean, I guess that's the point. It's like you're supposed to be in so much pain that you wake up.
Yeah.
But like, I've woken up from pain, but I've also just had passing pain. I've also felt things like I can feel like rain sometimes in my dream. If it's raining, I can feel the wetness of the rain.
Yeah.
I can taste things in my dreams too really well.
The only things I feel in my dreams are if I'm falling.
Mm.
Sometimes I'll wake up because I feel myself falling.
Mm.
But I've never felt what my penis was like in my dream when I had a penis.
You know what they say though about falling dreams? They say that that's when you're growing.
Oh. Growing where? I feel like I'm done growing. Growing a penis, perhaps?
A penis. Oh, you're winning. You're winning. It's gonna it's gonna just be like the futas. It's gonna come right out where your clit is. Every day it grows a little bit bigger.
I'll be like one of those guys who's trying to regrow his scrotum.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm trying to grow the penis.
Exactly.
That's crazy, by the way. They'll weigh down the like remnants of where their like foreskin was.
That's so weird.
The foreskin regrowers.
That's Is that actually possible that you can you actually do that?
Grifters on the internet will say that you can. They'll sell you a course about regrowing your foreskin.
Do people want to? Why do they want to regrow it? Like, what's
Okay, I feel like personally, I would never circumcise my child if I ever.
Kid. I wouldn't either.
Yeah, because I feel like
my
that's their decision.
Yeah, that's not my business.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't it also a very religious thing? Isn't that why people were circumcised initially anyway?
A lot of Americans are circumcised, but the reason, like, it's a Jewish thing, right? Like, a bris is a Jewish thing. But, like, at some point in, like, American culture, they decided that it was just, like, cleaner to not have foreskin. So they started, like, they started circumcising babies because they thought it was cleaner. But, like, I think that you just wash your dick.
Yeah.
You know,
just take a fucking shower.
Yeah. Like, just teach your kid to wash their dick. Right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think that, like, any form of, like, I would never pierce a baby's ears, for example. Right. In the same way that I would never circumcise a child.
Yeah. I guess I might pierce a baby's ears, but only because my mom never pierced my ears when I was a kid. And I kind of wish that she had, because growing up, it was very difficult for me. This is like a whole thing, though, because I have like a weird metal allergy, but I didn't find that out until much later. And I've actually tried to pierce my ears at least 6 different times now.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a whole thing. And I kind of wish that she had just pierced it. And then, you know, if I was a kid and something happened, she would have taken me to a doctor, and the doctor would have just told her instead of me like being like, you know, and as an adult, my mom's like, oh, it's because you're not taking good care of it. That's why it's happening. And then later we found out it's like a mild allergy and stuff. So, you know, anyway, that's a very personal thing. But I've always, as a kid, I was always like, oh, envious of like other kids that had their ears pierced and stuff. Yeah. So I think I would have wanted that. I would have done that only because I wanted that. But I could see where you're coming from. And I think circumcision is like such a ear piercing. Really, you can just take the piercing out. That's like,
You can't regrow a foreskin.
There's no way that you can regrow your foreskin. There's just
can't. I don't know. I was like Googling it a few years ago.
Is there photo proof? Like, tell me, is there.
Do you want me to Google a picture of a foreskin right now? You're like, show me the foreskin right now, Leah. Show me the foreskin.
I want to see like the progress pictures, you know, like day one, day 30. Day 60, like, is there actual change there? You know, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
I feel like, yeah, they, like, try to stretch it. So I guess as much as you can, like, stretch skin. Like,
regrowing
right?
and stretching is a little bit different, right?
Right? It's different.
Is there anything to stretch? How do you stretch that? How does that
work?
Know.
It just, I guess it depends on the penis.
I guess it depends on how they cut it or something.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think that when you imagine yourself as having a penis, it's circumcised or it's uncircumcised?
Any instance in my dream where I've had a penis, it is inside a woman. So I... unfortunately,
you're like,
I don't know.
I'm getting laid. I'm like, meanwhile, I'm like, I'm pissed and standing up, man.
I unfortunately cannot tell you. I've unfortunately never had the pleasure of having the experience of just having a penis without having sex along with it. I haven't had free time to just, you know, take a look and explore.
You think
usually,
maybe we could like induce a dream where you can see what it's like just to have it?
I would love that. Like a lucid dream where I have a penis.
Let's try to do like hypnosis to get you lucid dreaming about it.
Oh my god, hypnosis is so hot, by the
way.
Can we talk about that?
Why don't we talk about that next time?
Oh, true.
Next time on Frequency, because I think that brings us to the end of our time that we have together, unfortunately.
That was pretty crazy. That was a really fast episode.
It felt really quick. You know, I guess to sum it all up, I would have a penis if I could have a penis.
Me too, but
a fully
not
functioning
the cost,
one.
Not
yeah.
the cost of cutting my clit, though. I think I don't think I could handle that trauma. I don't think I could relive that trauma.
I would want it in addition to everything else.
Yeah.
Next time on Frequency, sissy hypno.
True. very excited for next week. Don't forget to do your homework, chat. Let me know how that icy hot condom is. Let us know.
Wait, what's my homework? I forgot already.
I wrote it down. I'll send it to you.
Okay. I'm so glad that you're on top of all of this.
I also forgot, but I wrote it down, so now I can remember.
Yeah.
Chat, did you know that the frequency actually is on all of the other episodes are on all of your favorite podcast listening platforms?
Yay, that's so true, Lior. I'm so glad you mentioned it. So you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, even everywhere you can get your favorite podcast, you can find Frequency there. And we would love it if you could give us a 5 stars on all of those platforms. It really helps us out. The other big news is that there's also a YouTube channel for the edited episodes. So it's the audio only version of the episodes are on a YouTube channel, which I think you can also find through the RSS feed website, but I will be posting that on the description of this video as well. Yay!
Yeah, unfortunately, the next episode will be a little whiles away as I have a trip that is upcoming, so we won't be doing it at our regularly scheduled time, but we'll probably have it the week after?
We're going to talk about, we'll let you know when the next episode is being recorded. We record these episodes live on my YouTube channel and Twitch channel, normally every other Tuesday. So you can catch us there for the live recordings on twitch.tv/LioAsimov or youtube.com/LioAsimov. And you can find Liora at youtube.com/, is it
Valkyria? Valkyria Liora. Yeah.
Yay. So make sure to go check her out as well. But that's all today. I hope you enjoyed Frequency, freaking your Quincy's with us today.
I hope you enjoyed freaking your Quincy's. Yeah.
And we'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.